Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Collective. This is Magenta here, and Joey, my co-host for the evening. Say hello, Joey.
Hi.
Tonight, well, I guess I could first say I apologize. Last Saturday, I had forgotten to tell everybody that we weren't going to do a show because of Mother's Day and all that. So, sorry about that. And tonight's subject is pretty much open to whatever craziness everyone wants to talk about. So I guess I'll give the guest call-in number pretty early to people. It's going to be area code 516-387-1909. So call in and let's get crazy. Or naked. Whichever.
Oh,
crazy and naked.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And take pictures so we can post it on our Facebook.
We should have like a, you know, like a, not like a strip poker, but like a strip, I don't know, collective night where we all just get naked and take pictures and talk or something. But it's got to be more than like us. It's got to be like a whole bunch of people.
I've been told that I've lost lots of weight, so maybe the pictures are in order. We can start a Tumblr.
Yeah, you should totally get some naked pictures going. You should also get naked and then go in the bathroom and call Bloody Mary. I'm just saying.
You told
That's
me that you were going to do it. You were going to do that on this episode.
You were supposed to do it with me, so
no, no, that
do
wasn't
it,
part of it. That was never
part of it. You were like, sure, Ashley, I'll do it with you. I'm not scared. And I was like, yeah.
All that alcohol you've had this week has rotted your brain. You're incorrect.
Well, I'm not doing it unless you do it simultaneously with me. And I'll have to have a picture, like, before we do the Bloody Mary of you standing in your bathroom. Just saying.
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll do that.
Maybe one day. We got to get some fans on here to encourage you, you know?
No,
you
I don't
do that
want
Bloody Mary.
You're going to make me hate
yeah.
all the fans if they start encouraging me. Fuck all of you.
I guess I won't do any spoilers, but I just want to say that everyone should go see Mad Max. It was pretty awesome. And I was really amazed at all the action that was taking place. Literally, there was so much action in every scene. There was only like maybe 3 scenes out of the entire movie where there was not multiple like action, chasing, explosions, titties, you know, all that. So everyone should go see it. Yeah, there were some titties.
Awesome.
There's some titties. Not Charlize Theron, sadly, but someone else's titties. Lots of titties,
well,
actually.
I'm going to see it tomorrow in 3D, so I'm hoping for some 3D titties.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, in 3D it was pretty awesome because there were some scenes that, well, because of all the action, 3D was pretty good. So you could kind of see everything that was going on because there's like, I'm not sure how they shot that movie with all the complex action going on, but it was pretty fucking amazing. So everyone should go see it. That's just my little 2 bits on that.
I'm going to go see Poltergeist next weekend. I'm terrified to watch it alone.
I just can't do scary movies anymore because they're usually pretty dumb, and I don't get scared. So, It's a very rare movie nowadays that completely terrifies me. The last one that terrified me was that Fourth Kind or whatever. Not Fourth Kind. What was the name of it?
Yeah, The Fourth Kind.
Is it, okay. Yeah. That one, absolutely, like, I stayed up the whole night with all the lights on after seeing that movie. And I knew it was fake. I mean, but it just, the thought of it, like, scared the fuck out of me. So.
That made it seem like it was real, though.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, hard. It's pretty, yeah, I mean, I had to Google it afterwards just to make sure everything was, you know, because I was like, dude, it's fucking scary. Yeah.
I found
so,
a movie tonight called Extraterrestrial. I've heard things about it. I wanted to get it, but in the end I didn't because I don't want to spend money on a movie that I may just think sucks. So.
True. That's why I love Netflix, because there's so much awesome shit on there to watch. Better than cable, for sure. I'm just plugging like a lot of companies right now. So one of these people should, I don't know, be our sponsors. So I could just plug how awesome they are. Just saying.
Well, we should find some, like, food company and drink company to get them to sponsor it so we can just, like, slug it off every time we have a show. Even if it's some, like, really horrible drink, like knee-high peach soda, like, I'd be like, this is fucking amazing.
I'm going to give the guest call-in number again in case someone's out there listening and wants to join the collective in our collective free open mic sort of thing. It's going to be 516-387-1909. So has anything spooky happened to you, Joey, since last time we talked?
Just weird dreams this week. Like the one with Zach Bagans, like filming me flying, like, I was possessed or something, floating around the garden, and him and Nick were there, and they were just like, this isn't real. They're like, do backflips in the air. And I look like a lot fatter than I am on video, and I was mad at them for doing that.
I always think that Mr. Zach Bagans, I don't know if he would be very an asshole or if he's just kind of nerdy and awkward.
He seems very much like an asshole.
I don't know. He might just seem like that, but he might just be really weird and awkward. And because you know, I think we've talked about this before, you can tell he was a nerd at one point. Still is.
Yeah.
But now he is a nerd with, like, muscle. But back in the day, he was a nerd. So.
He always posts, like, really strange things on, like, I added him on Instagram, and he's weird on there. Like, really weird.
Yeah. But it's so sad that they all kind of broke up a little bit. That sucks. I know Nick's doing his own thing now, but
apparently doing like random tours throughout America because I had him on Facebook.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. If I had the money, I would totally go to one of those. I'll tell you something that happened over last week or so. I think last Thursday we went to the Lexington, which is a Navy, what are they called? What's the Lexington called? Yeah, it was an aircraft carrier from, you know, back in the day. And I guess the Japanese called it the Blue Ghost because they thought they sunk it like two or three times, and of course they didn't. But we had to go there for my brother's and our OCT graduation for this year. And it was cool because you have to, you know, look around and stuff that was, and it was free. But man, as soon as I got in the ship, I had so much like weird feelings. I was lightheaded. the entire time, and like the energy in there is crazy. It's bad.
Some of the paranormal shows have investigated that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can go in there. You can actually spend the night for $50 per person. And it's pretty cool because you have dinner in like the mess hall. Then they take you on a tour of the ship, right? And then you bunk in the actual bunking where, you know, they used to sleep. And then in the morning you have a breakfast on the top deck for $50 a person. That's not bad. And I've heard some people have gone say it gets pretty freaking creepy. So I want to go for sure. I would love to do it maybe this summer sometime.
$50 isn't exactly expensive or something like that when you can pay a price to. I'm sure it costs a lot to stay at the Stanley Hotel. Like, that's one of the places that just seems really freaky.
If I were to go, I don't know. I'd be really, really curious at how I would be affected. And if I could do a whole night, I'd probably like end up leaving like middle of the night, something creepy happened.
Kansas, we could have went to Skull Cemetery.
You're pretty low. Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
I said it's too bad you're not still in Kansas because we could have gone to that Skull Cemetery.
Dude, I went there before. I didn't actually go in it, but I parked right there beside it. It was right, you know, it's right outside of Lawrence, Kansas. So.
Yeah.
And some creepy shit. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's some creepy shit there because I did not feel very, it didn't feel like a good idea to go in. So.
It's supposedly one of the gateways to hell. I'd like to know where the others are located.
Yeah, I guess the Pope doesn't, the Pope doesn't even fly over that area. So, yeah, I mean, that's something I've, you know, researched, and they all say that, because I guess the area code is like 666 or something there, too, which, go look it up, for real, it's for real. So, I mean, even the Pope won't fly over, there's probably something there, you know.
You should totally send the Pope a tweet on Twitter and challenge him to fly over while proclaiming the wrath of Jesus over at the cemetery.
We should go there and camp.
Picture the Pope in like one of those sort of one-man helicopters throwing holy water out the door.
I don't know. I don't want to be so scared I crap myself. And that could happen.
Well, as someone who has crapped themselves recently, it's not fun.
No, it isn't. Man. No, it isn't. And you think of being an adult, you know, you wouldn't be as embarrassed because shit does happen. But sometimes it's bad.
It's only embarrassing if you do it in public. It's okay if you do it on your front porch while trying to unlock your door.
My story is pretty public. Last time I had stomach problems, we were on our way home, and this is about 2 or 3 years ago, and there was a McDonald's, and like, you know, you feel it like it's coming out. You feel that volcano like rumbling in your stomach. And I was like, oh, man, I got to go. Like, I got to pull over and go to this McDonald's. So as I'm getting out, and I had my geo tracker, so it's lifted, you know, so I had to kind of climb down. And I, like, kind of turned a little wrong, and it squirted. And then it just started. And I couldn't stop it. And it was running down my legs. And
oh my God.
It was brown and hot and smelly. And as I'm running into the bathroom, like, where the bathrooms are, there's like this old man eating, and I know it, I mean, it's just coming out like in buckets down my leg, and I know he saw it, like, and it was probably all over the floor.
Oh my God,
it was horrible.
Something's gonna make me pee all over my bed. Oh,
it was bad. And then like afterwards, you know, I tried to clean up as best as I could to go, you know, home, and like, yeah, it was all over the floor. Like, it was just gross. I was, felt so bad for her. I had to clean that up. So.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah.
So that's my poop story for everyone who's listening. This is definitely an open forum tonight because I'm talking about shit. So.
That reminds me of the movie. What movie is that? The one with Dogma, the one with Jay and Silent Bob, where they have the Golgotha and shit demon.
It reminds me of Zach and, is it Zach and Mary or Mimi Make a Porn?
Zach and Mary Make a Porn.
Yes. The part, you know, the part where he's like, oh, I got frosted. Ugh, so gross.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how many times they had to do that scene, and then I wonder, like, what it was. It looked like maybe cake batter with, like, something in it.
Oh,
and I really want to do that to somebody.
Better.
Like, I would love to have some kind of device that's in your pants, and then, like, I don't know if you saw Bad Grandpa, but when he's
yeah.
the part where he's in the restaurant and he sneezes and he shits on the wall, I would totally do that. I would think that'd be fun.
Oh Lord.
But I'd want to frost somebody in the face because that'd be even better and it'd be hilarious.
You're a terrible person, but it's okay.
I'm not. That'd be funny. And I would yeah. post it to YouTube and make tons of money. Just saying.
Always
I'm vaping right now.
I wish I could do something terrible to somebody that I just, not even somebody I hate, just to do it to just some random person, just for shits and giggles, and be like, I don't know you, but fuck you. Because, you know, that's the kind of person I truly am.
Wow, just,
you don't
just, whoa,
know
no.
me, but I'm going to fuck your world up.
And then you just, like, I don't know, put Nair in their conditioner bottle so their hair falls out or something.
That's, I love how you assume that I automatically know how to get into a stranger's house, which is true, I do.
You don't want to say too much. You know what I mean? Just saying.
Don't be listening, Obama.
Yeah. They're going to call in right now and then arrest you. I'm going to hear them raid your house, like, in 5 seconds. It's going to be hilarious. And then I'm going to be yelling.
They
I'm
going to
be like,
hey,
them.
Somebody raid your butthole.
Uh-oh. And then they get frosted. So.
I walk right into that.
Okay. Would you allow somebody to tase you for, like, $100?
Yeah, $100 can last me a while.
Would you let someone tase you on your paint for $100?
No, it's got to be more than $100 for the taint.
Watching a show where a guy was all like, letting someone tase him on his taint, that's got to hurt.
I'm every time I'm in Walmart and I'm over in the gun section, I want to buy some pepper spray and just randomly go up and get somebody when I'm walking around in public and run.
Sorry, my dogs are barking at other dogs outside. So you want to tase somebody, just a random person?
No, I don't want to tase them. I want to spray them with
Oh, pepper spray. Oh.
Yep.
That's even worse. Taping. Oh, I mean, I'm assuming it hurts, but pepper spray, oh, that got, ooh, that's like 4 hours of, like, eye burning and can't breathe.
They've got these non-lethal pistol and shotgun at Walmart that they shoot these giant balls of, like, pepper spray and other stuff, and when they hit you, they just explode. So that would be pretty terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be hit with anything, you know, regardless if it's like a beanbag or, you know, a ball full of pepper spray. That shit hurts and it leaves bruises.
You ever just want to go up and like headbutt somebody right in the face?
No, not really. You mean like a stranger or like someone, you know?
Either or.
No, because then that hurts my head, and that isn't cool. So I'm okay with,
like, point your eyes downward. You don't want to just go up and be like smash and bust your nose.
Oh no, I don't want to do anything with my head. No, I'm good.
We're
I've
getting
cracked
into
someone
like,
over the head with like.
Showing just how fucked up we truly are. And by we,
people,
I mean,
should already
me.
Know this. When,
no,
when
I don't
people
think
listen,
they know.
I think they know. Like, I think those who are listening, they know how crazy we can get. So that's why they tune in every Saturday at 10.
Now they're scared of us. You better be scared.
Probably. Yeah, they better be scared.
I know where you live. I'm in your closet. I'm sad that no one called in.
I know, right? Everyone's so busy, like, getting drunk on Saturday night, they don't call in.
Smoking that reefer.
Mm-hmm. But that's
fucking
okay.
Crackhead.
Still listen. Wow. Don't anger everybody, Joey. Use love.
I'm trying to get the angry Christian to call back in. I miss that person.
I miss the other guy who called in from Dallas.
I know.
I liked his story. He should call back. Let us know about Dr. Phil is a bat.
Have we heard from any news reports on Dr. Phil being in the Dallas area?
No.
That means.
But now I want to scope it out. Like, I've got to find him and see if he turns into a bat at night. Wouldn't it be absolutely terrifying? They should make a freaking, like, comic book out of it where Dr. Phil is, like, some kind of Dracula bat thing that eats people.
What if he's just, like, a big bat with Dr. Phil's head where the face is supposed to be? That's some pretty messed up stuff right there.
That's a terrifying nightmare.
I'd probably cry. Just like it shows up on Animal Planet one day.
I'd probably cry and then realize that he's fake and then everything would go away.
When you get bitten, the only thing that changes is your head. You just stay you with Dr. Phil's head on your shoulders. And you keep your voice. It's your voice coming out of Dr. Phil's mouth.
That's terrifying.
I know.
That is really, really scary. And people are listening to this and they're going to get terrified and they're going to have nightmares because of us. But that's okay.
That's
fine.
That's okay because I've been having them all week. I wanted to share them.
You got to share the love. You got to share it.
I know. Share the love. Share the hate.
Yeah. Don't. You must appreciate. Really why I can't write them anymore. So.
Appreciate.
I guess we can kind of wrap up and talk about some things that are coming up, not just us talking randomly. Tim is going to be coming back sometime soon and kind of talk about tarot readings and maybe kind of give us some good info for those who are beginners. Or, you know, just in general, if you like tarot, you know, want to learn how to do it, and he's going to kind of give us some 101 on tarot readings. And then Aaron Chapman from Vamped is coming on the 30th. And she's going to be sharing some information and kind of talking to us about what's going on Vamped.org. So everyone should go onto that website, especially if you like anything that deals with vampires. Go check out that site. It's pretty awesome. But she's going to be here on the 30th, so everyone should tune in. And she might do some Q&A at the end if we can get the people to call in. So
I hope they actually come after this episode.
I do. I like us having people calling in. So I think people get a little maybe intimidated.
Intimidated.
But, yeah, I mean, calling in and talking about anything is kind of fun. So I like how the our conversations just kind of turn into, like, insanity. So that's good.
That's always been the case with me and you, though.
Yeah. You always have that one friend, usually, that you talk to and then things just get weird and demented. And then you get off the phone with that person and you're like, what did we just talk about? Did we just talk about eating babies?
You know, what? I didn't
like
talk
that.
About it.
Babies taste the best, Joey. They do.
Barbecue.
That's a reference to a movie that you should look up and watch because it's funny. Here, let me ask my boyfriend. Boyfriend, what is the name of that movie where Chris Evans eats a baby? It's called Snowpiercer. So anyone out there should watch it.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
I've seen that. It's
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Remember the part where he's like, babies taste best?
Yep.
Chris Evans. Anyways.
Captain America, the baby killer.
I know. That's how he gets his strength, is he eats babies. No one says that, but that's true.
I know.
Just saying.
That's why he's going to be replaced by someone.
No! He better not die. I don't want to see Bucky come and replace him as Captain
America. He dies in the comics. I mean, Bucky has been Captain America. The Falcon dude's been Captain America.
Well, that's shitty. And I don't want Chris Evans to die. They got to keep him as his role. Because, I'm just
spoiler alert, but the reason Black Widow, is that her name, Black Widow?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't pick up Thor's hammer when the guys were doing it is because she already knew she could do it.
Nuh-uh.
She does it in the comic books and then turns into Thor and, like, kicks ass and destroys Ultron in the comics.
You just, like, ruined a lot of stuff for people. Hope you feel like
Don't worry. Don't worry, everyone. The Vision is the one that picks up the hammer and destroys Ultron in the movie. Dun, dun, dun.
Aw, people are going to hate you now. Well, anyways, we need to wrap up our little 30 minutes together, but thanks to anyone who's listening. And we will be back next Saturday, hopefully maybe with Tim or something very crazy. Maybe we'll think of something. But, Joey, thanks for coming on. You were a pleasure, as always.
Pleasure. I'm glad I got
a pleasure.
You called. I'm going to be working the next couple Saturdays, and that sucks balls.
All right, everyone. Well, everyone have a good night, and we'll see you next Saturday.